The last couple of years have been really interesting for me on my journey. So you may not know, but back 8-9 years ago, I skipped scholarships to law school and moved across the country into a homeless shelter to serve. And then from there, I moved into the closet of a gym and lived in the closet of a gym for 9 months to start my organization. Then from there, I moved in with my mom, lived with my mom for about 3.5 years as I was building my company. And so the last couple of years have been so crazy, because in the last 2 years, I've been offered 2 different $100,000 opportunities, and I turned them down both times. The first one was to head up mental conditioning and leadership for a huge sports organization that I really looked up to, that I'd modeled stuff off of, that I'd done. And then the second one was for a book deal for $100,000 for Chop Wood, Carry Water. And the crazy part was that both things were dream opportunities just a few years ago. But the two biggest reasons that really led me to say no to both opportunities was, number one, first and foremost, when push comes to shove, I'm always going to bet on myself. And then secondly, I trusted my gut on both occasions. I think that our gut oftentimes knows what we should do, and so we've got to trust it. And in my experience, whenever I've trusted my gut, it's turned out pretty well. When I've gone against it, it's always kind of come back to bite me. The side reasons that I think are important for this time that we're living through right now, both companies wanted to own the work product that I created. I just didn't think that that was that smart. And then I also felt like both offers were grossly undervaluing me and my work. But here's the caveat. I didn't cry about it. I went out and demonstrated it. I took what they had to say and I said, you know what? I just don't think that that is valuing me the way that I value me. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to do my own thing. Well, in 5 months this year alone, I made over $100,000 in book royalties from Chop Wood, Carry Water. And that wasn't a loan like the book deals are that I would have to pay back. And I still own the work product. You know, the world is changing so quickly, and I always want to try and be on the right side of that change. I want you all to be on the right side of that change. So I felt like even if I was wrong or it wasn't the most beneficial thing in these decisions, I was trying to err on the side of the way the world is shifting and trending, which is towards entrepreneurship, not jobs and traditional avenues. Was it scary? Absolutely, it was scary. Felt crazy. I had people tell me that I was crazy. I remember my mom being like, "You dreamed of having this opportunity. Like, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I just, in my gut, I know." So I think that the question becomes, will you choose the illusion of safety and security that a lot of the traditional paths used to offer and that occasionally are being offered today? Or will you trust your gut, know your value, choose yourself, and do the hard work to build your thing while relentlessly pursuing that which sets your soul on fire? Quite frankly, it's not safe to turn down $100,000 offers. But in the end, if you're willing to do the really hard work, it might actually turn out to be the really smart thing to do.